The following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
Week 13 arrives for the Ravens at a primetime showdown with the Pittsburgh Steelers Thanksgiving night. Welcome into Ravens One-on-One. I'm Jerry Sandusky, along with my broadcast partner, Stan White. Jameson Hensley from ESPN will join us later on in the show. And Stan, when this season starts, obviously we're talking about the Ravens being the Super Bowl defending champions and all that. Did you have Thanksgiving circled with the Steeler game as maybe the hinge game that turns this in the direction of another magical year?
Well, it always is when you play Pittsburgh. I mean, those games always count in the end. And almost half the time, they end up playing Pittsburgh in the playoffs, too. So it's quite a battle. It's one of those great rivalries that, this week's Ohio State-Michigan game coming up. Pittsburgh, the Ravens.
By the way, Auburn. Record time, less than 2 minutes, yeah, and you got your first Ohio State.
I had to get it in quickly. Auburn, Alabama. So, right, this is a great week for rivalry games that really mean something.
You played a long time in this league. You've covered a lot of sports. Where do you rank the Ravens-Steeler rivalry as one of the great rivalries? Top five? Top 10?
Well, if in the NFL, yeah, I would think it's in the top 10 of the NFL. You know, of course, you had Oakland and Pittsburgh back, right, in Miami and Pittsburgh back in the 70s.
When Colts-Packers.
Yeah, Colts-Packers in the 60s. You have the
Cowboys-Redskins.
Cowboys-Redskins with George Allen in that group and Roger Staubach on the other side. That was a great rivalry. So you'd have to go through and count them up. But Pittsburgh and Baltimore are as good as it gets right now anyhow.
You know, you prepare for a game, and we both do, our preparation for a broadcast, and you kind of get a feel for how a game will go. Last week against the Jets, I think it turned out about the way most people anticipated. But the Steeler games I find particularly difficult to try to get a handle on, and I imagine it's for the coaches, because in Week 7, the Steelers look like a terrible team, and they win by 3. We've seen the Steelers in the playoffs, and they'll win. We've seen the Ravens having a great season and lose, a poor season and win. All you know is it's going to be a 3-point outcome. Beyond that, it's almost maddening to try to figure it out.
It's maddening in the NFL to try to figure it out. You know, a year ago, the Texans were 11-0. Now they're 2-9 this year. Atlanta, 2-9. A year ago, they were, 9-2 something. It's just amazing, the turnaround. But it's amazing how consistent Pittsburgh and Baltimore are. Despite all the changes each year that you see among teams, they're always up there, whether they start off fast and close or whether they start slow and close fast, which these two teams are doing this year. So it's appropriate that they play each other because they both got to slow starts and they're both playing their best football right now.
Pack of six teams at 5-6. The Ravens right in the middle of that pack. Tennessee at the moment actually has the sixth seed, the second wild card, which is almost irrelevant in Week 13.
Yeah.
But as you look at that group of 5-6, everybody trying to handicap who gets the last wild card spot, I'm not sold that the Bengals win this division. I'm not sold that the Ravens are out of the running for another division championship. How about you?
Well, if Cincinnati loses one more game, you have the last game of the season.
Bingo.
In Cincinnati. So, yeah, nothing's for sure in this league. I mean, you never know who's going to win the last five games. You just have to be in the hunt at this stage of the game, and the Ravens are in the hunt. You know, Cincinnati could fall. They could lose two in a row, and it could be tied real quickly. That's just the way it is in the NFL. And, everybody thought Pittsburgh was out when they were 0-4. I remember, I think it was 1976, they started off 1-4, Pittsburgh did, because we had played them in 75 in the playoffs, and they beat us.
We being the Baltimore Colts,
yeah,
that Baltimore you were a part of.
Colts. It was the original terrible towel game ever, and Bradshaw gets carried off on a stretcher at halftime, comes back the second half and beats us. So they start off 1-4 in 76, and we think, oh, boy, we don't have to worry about them this year. So what happens? They win the last 9 games, 5 shutouts, and then we play them in the opening round of the playoffs in Baltimore. That's the famous airplane game where it landed in the upper deck after we got blown out by Pittsburgh in that game. So you just never know what's going to happen, especially good teams. If they get down, they have that. They just know how to win when it counts.
And the only thing we know is they don't play the Super Bowl in November. You just have to stay alive till December and then thrive into January like we saw from the Ravens a year ago. When we continue on Ravens One-on-One, ESPN's Jameson Hensley joins us as we continue to look towards the Steeler game on Thanksgiving night.
MedStar Health's presentation of Ravens One-on-One is brought to you by the Maryland Health Connection, putting quality health coverage within your reach. Enroll now through March 2014 at MarylandHealthConnection.gov. and by MedStar Health, the official medical team of the Baltimore Ravens.